Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Live from New York.
We're not in New York.
Live from Atlanta. It's the other show.
It's Tuesday evening.
It's Tuesday regular.
The time when we all have to crawl out of our respective caves and look at each other for a few hours. How you two doing?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here, aren't I? What else is there to say?
Hooray!
I'm present. I'm alive. That's something.
Well, we got a bit of mail in.
Yeah.
Snail
mail?
Yeah. Well, e-snail mail.
What does that mean?
It's email that I was slow about reading.
Oh. It's not email that a post office person delivered to you.
No. We might have some of those emails, but we'll never see them.
That's true. Not in this state.
Nope. Still haven't gotten my paycheck in the mail, so I'm hoping that's coming and I don't have to do the same thing I had to do with my credit card. Thanks, post office.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would love to be paid for the work that I did.
That'll teach you.
Now you sound like a post office worker.
Well, this e-snail mail comes from Iman. Now, it's not a question so much as a pointing out we might have missed a connection.
Us? Never.
I don't think we've missed anything.
A bony.
Our minds are like a steel trap.
A bony connection. Our minds are a rusty steel trap. So she had read listened to us read The Golden Crab, which features a good prince who reports that his father is the greatest king ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this prince has 11 brothers.
Hmm.
All of these brothers can turn into birds. Specifically eagles.
I do recall that.
They use these powers of transformation and innate magical skills, like the production of gold and limited knowledge of the future, to marry into a royal family. Finally, and in her opinion most conclusively, this prince has a plot-centric interaction with a golden apple.
I don't remember that.
It's been a bit but since we've read this, but I believe her. Considering these factors, she is theorizing that Boney has not only 12 daughters, but a further 12 super-secret sons. She is speculating that this might be an elite task force of highly marriageable magic boys, which is an excellent phrase.
To what end, I wonder?
I mean, we still don't know the end of the daughters either.
I mean, we have our theories.
Alternative suggestion is perhaps Boney's daughters are all trans women, and the story describes the venture of one of them before any of them transitioned.
Or they can turn from one into the other.
Right, or they
also into eagles, also into whatever.
That's possible. Because, I mean, they're shapeshifters, so what's a little gender of the same basic body shape?
Yeah. Like flip them genitals inside out, you're good to go.
Interesting that they all want to do so together, though. That is the constant.
That they're all the same gender?
Yes.
It's like an on-off switch?
Yeah, one and all.
Well, do you think that's more likely, or do you think it's more likely that Boney has a secret squadron of magic boys?
I feel like this is the Boney universe, like, Ghostbusters reboot, where somebody complained about how the first one was all women, so they put boys in it.
This is the... what was the group of people who... There's a group of men who said they were going to remake Star Wars Episode 8.
Yeah, still working on it.
Because they were mad, and they were just like, no, we'll get it funded. Star Wars is popular.
Yeah.
Still waiting. I don't know. I would rather... I think I would like it if there was, like, 12 secret boys that we didn't know about. Like, just represents a lot of potential. Like,
right.
More so than the same 12 characters that can change. Like, that's fun. I'm not mad about that, but, like, 12... Like, would you rather have 12 characters who can turn into stuff or 12 new characters?
To start tracking and playing with?
I mean, I always like new characters, for sure.
Yeah.
But you're saying that you like that better than my suggestion, which is the 12 sons of unending weenie.
Well, when you put it like that, it's very tempting.
Of unending weenie?
Yeah, the alt-universe immortal bony.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's tempting, too. I don't remember this story, so I can't draw details from it.
Well, that's something to look into. I will eventually get to it in my blog notes. But yeah, if anyone wants to re-listen to that one and weigh in on whether this is super secret magical squadron of boys or bony daughters with dingles.
If it is a...
Or completely unrelated.
If it is a new cadre, can I suggest a name for this family?
Sure.
The Bony Bunch.
But they're in a... Instead of a 9x9 grid on the TV screen, it's 25. 12 boys, 12 girls,
yep.
One immortal bony, so it's still a perfect square.
Bony's in the middle?
Bony is in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say there's a long-suffering maid who they turn into a horse.
I was going to say it's like it comes up on screen and they're all doing like their Brady Bunch poses. Looking around, and Bony's in the middle, and then it starts flickering, and they start turning into other things, like a Rick and Morty take on it, and it just spirals out of control until they've turned into like buildings and animals and plants, and they're in outer space and all kinds of weird stuff.
Tyler, how would you feel about animating that as a show intro?
Just 25 people
transforming into.
Yeah,
sure, I'll get on that.
Yeah.
You're not too tired from
you're not busy.
Fire or anything, right?
Just design 25 unique characters and then have them transform into something else.
Yeah. Like
sure.
Repeatedly.
It's really only 50 characters. And their middle, like their weird looking animorph.
Some fun transition poses.
Yeah.
Here's something I don't know if we ever talked about. So the one chick who does the horse into bell situation from the Prince Unexpected Tale, was that Bony's horse? Was that the horse that he had in the other show that he Netflix and chilled with?
I think that was the prince's horse.
I think we did talk about it.
Did we?
I think so.
Was it the prince's horse?
We have talked about Bony's horse on another occasion.
Right, because we had that one thing with the giants and someone who had 12 daughters showed up there, and there were some magic horses in that one too. Man, Bony's a tough character to pin down.
Truly.
And by design.
Very wily.
We still don't know if he's working...
That crab dragon.
...with his daughters or against his daughters. So do you guys want some, like, sleepovers questions?
Yeah, give me a prompt.
Give me something to talk about, because I got nothing, and little Jerry is in contract negotiations.
All right.
I mean, I have something I can bring up.
You're just saving it for
rainy
day?
Yeah, I mean, we can do the questions, or I can get this off my chest.
So, if you could choose any fairy tale that you've read so far to live in, which would it be? And would your answer change if you had to experience exactly what the protagonist of the story does?
Yes to the latter. That is a big factor.
Right.
So, I was just thinking about that. There's stuff I would want to be around, but not directly participating in. Man, favorite?
Yeah, what would I want to participate in is my question to myself.
If I had to participate in one, it might be The Boy Who Drew Cats.
Sure, yeah.
You want to draw cats?
Yeah.
I mean, you already do draw cats.
That seems, yeah, that is my life right now, is just drawing 100 cats. So yeah, that seems fitting. I could fit there quite easily.
The one with the East Boy and West Boy.
The Fish Boys?
Seems like, were they the Fish Boys?
Yeah, I think Eastman and Westman were born of a fish.
Yeah, that seems fine. Like, there was some weird stuff at the end, but mostly it was kind of just like, let's go have adventures. Seems all right. I would like to be an adventurer. Just like, give me a haversack and a sword and a handful of change and I'll go make my fortune. But only if it's like cool and medieval-y. I want to do it now.
Sure.
There's like, hitchhiking sucks here.
Yeah.
In this country.
Right.
Be okay living in the Snow Queen world, I think.
Just to be closer to Robber Girl?
Yeah.
It would be nice to know that I might catch a glimpse of her.
I'm not sure.
Starstruck.
Like, she's out there somewhere.
I don't think I'd want to live in the Thieves Castle, but maybe, like, in the kingdom where they have a raven as an advisor. Like,
yeah.
I want raven friends.
I'm torn between two answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the names of the stories. I just remember the names of the episodes that we did.
Okay.
torn between mermaid exploitation, the story of which was the Japanese wrestler who met the very strong family that beat the hell out of him and taught him how to wrestle good.
Yeah.
That seemed pretty fun.
To sort of be around.
Just had a solid ending to it, too, of them just, like, being a happy family for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And super strong. That would be fun.
It is a very Dragon Ball-like
story. Definitely. The other one I'm torn between is, for crime purposes, Sauron's practice ring. Which is a very early episode as well.
Yeah.
Just because of the wanton sort of abusive power of said ring that goes on in that story.
That is true. Would you want to live on Mice Island?
For a bit.
Just visit Mice Island, summer home?
Sure.
I'd check it out, yeah. That's worthwhile.
Do an Airbnb on Mouse Island.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do the one with Cherry Man. I'm in it to see the sights.
You want to buy cherries from Cherry Man
right?
himself?
I want to go have all these experiences.
You wouldn't want to become Cherry Man?
I would not want to become Cherry Man.
You don't
want
to push him off the roof and put on the suit?
And then I'm the Cherry Man? No.
The contents of this show would make the most whacked out theme park.
Yeah, I don't know where you apply to get a theme park. I feel like we've talked about this before. But
yeah, well, we definitely want to make the D&D theme park maybe a little less murdery.
That's one.
I'm still not sold on that.
I know you're not.
I mean, D&D does involve death.
There needs to be stakes.
Look, the Disney armband thing plus D&D stats, I think, has a lot of weight to it. You could do some interesting stuff with that without having to literally murder someone.
Can you make it involve blockchain and get back to me?
I'll work on that.
I'd be more interested if we could say blockchain more.
Just the word?
I just, you know, let's like, since we're talking about it, I think we should embrace the blockchain on this show. We should be with the times.
Gordy, I feel like you and I are often two crime ships passing in the night on this show.
Yeah. Did you have a similar thought?
Well, no, we just both want to do crimes of some kind or sort of shady activity.
It just doesn't quite.
It just doesn't ever click necessarily.
I mean, Gordy's kind of like the white-collar crime.
Blockchain is not necessarily crime.
But it probably is.
I mean, the technology is not. Like, some of its applications could be. But no, it is not illegal to be on the blockchain.
No.
There's a special currency called Potcoin that's on the blockchain.
Uh-huh.
That's a real thing. You can buy Potcoins. Dennis Rodman is the spokesperson.
You can buy pretty much anything you can think of.
He went to North Korea as part of a diplomatic envoy along with Donald Trump, our president.
Did they sell Potcoins while they were there?
I don't know. It's just like, it's a sentence. If you told me like two or three years ago that I would be saying it, I would have hit you in the face and told you to
with
get
a
out.
Fish. All right. If you had to declare allegiance to one of the fairy tale factions, like fairies, birds, etc., which would it be?
Hell.
You want to get those sweet giant fairy taxes?
I want to be there for the breaking of the demon mirror.
You were fucking quick on the trigger for that one.
I mean,
I've put a lot of thought into it.
Does knife count?
Knife was what I was going to choose.
I don't know if I'm eligible or if I could just kind of like help out.
Yeah, you could be an ally.
Can I be at the base and just sort of take care of whatever needs doing?
Requisitions.
I'll be your alpha. Right, from Power Rangers.
Sure.
Little robot guy. Like, you just tell me what you need, I'll get it hooked up.
Catering.
Yeah, whatever.
Now if we can't get into the Church of the Knife because we have not met the minimum requirements of entry, which faction in the war would you choose?
I want to go to a bird meeting.
See, I don't like the fairies, but I'm also kind of bummed about the erasure of magic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fairies do seem...
It is a rock and a hard place.
Not good, though.
Yeah, they're definitely not good. I think I would align myself with either the Baba Yaga or, I'd be a bony servant.
Just other.
Yeah.
Basically, put me down in the other column.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure. Yeah.
what would your knife miracles be to gain entry?
Assuming that I was capable of performing one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, assuming that they are, in fact, like the course of events.
I would like to take my knife and cut off an island from the mainland. Like, I would like
to cut
an island adrift into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be my...
Well, you would make it an island.
Yes. Like, just slice the tip of Florida off. And then there we go. That's mine now. That's an island. It's like the thingy in Earthbender Land.
Yeah.
That's not the one.
Which...
Airbender Town. you know what I mean? And the
yeah.
And there was the avatar who like pushed the guy.
Uh-huh.
And then the big crack happened in the like season one of episode six. I mean,
season,
you know what I mean.
Six of Avatar.
Yeah.
Avatar the Earthbender Town.
You haven't seen it until you've seen it season six. That's where it like really gets good.
On the deep web.
Yeah. Yeah, they made three more seasons, but they're only on the deep web. They're very
Which side would you be on? You would be on the island side?
I would be on the island side.
So you're claiming it.
Yes. It'd be a hell of a thing to cut it off and then make everyone else go there though. Like cut off your little island. You're like, no, the mainland is mine. All of you go on to that.
To make it the knife miracle, what is the problem that that's solving? That you grab your knife and you set out to solve. Is it just sovereignty?
Well, could be. Maybe it's like there's a group of people there who need safety. They need like
and you're like, I got this.
They need
we're gonna live off fish for the rest of our lives.
I don't know. It'd be quite a feat with a knife.
Truly. Carmen, do you have anything?
I think, like, problem to be solved would be some kind of corrupt or inept leadership. And knife miracle would be chucking a knife, like, right by their ear and making them shit their pants in front of a large crowd of people. And then they disappear forever because they're so embarrassed by their incontinence in public. And so then they have to elect someone. Or hire someone or whatever the situation is there who can actually do a friggin' good job. I'm tired of inept leadership. That's what I would erase with a knife.
Yeah, that'd be good. I was just trying to think of something with some spectacle, I guess.
I can appreciate both.
You don't think chucking a knife within a quarter inch of someone's ear and then watching them void themselves on a stage is not a spectacle?
It is.
Okay, so last actual question, and we can save the prompts for another one.
Sure.
If Hollywood made a What the Folklore biopic, who would play each of us? And would Cricket be CGI, a puppet, a trained actor cat, or played by herself? And what would the title be?
Can I answer the Cricket part first?
Sure, I think
it would be each of those cycling between scenes.
I'd say she could play herself. She already knows how to hit a cue and a mark and talk on command. And talk not on command. Just talk all the time.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be better if she, like, hit a cue in a wide shot and then it cut to a close-up and it's just a CGI cat talking English?
Yeah, it'd be fun. I'd enjoy that. Who would play me? It's a good question. There are a lot of names in the running.
Yeah? You've been seeing a lot of talent?
I feel like it'd be sort of a weird twist of fate if Ray Romano was cast in that role. Because I do want to hear him play me doing an impression of him. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be fun. Taye Diggs seems like a very natural choice.
Sure.
Hard to argue with that.
Kind of a toss-up between the two, really.
Yeah, either Taye Diggs or Ray Romano. Probably a situation they find themselves in a lot.
About the same level of physicality between the
Just,
two.
Like, they get considered for a lot of the same roles. I don't know. I don't know that I have like a celebrity doppelganger that I can nail down.
I've been told that I do, but I don't remember his name at all.
I have heard names and they have never struck me as being that accurate.
The guy who plays Bilbo reminds me of you.
Martin Freeman?
Yeah.
I'll take Martin Freeman.
I could see him pulling.
Yeah, like, slap a beard on that guy. I'm happy
like the
with
face
Martin
is pretty
Freeman.
Close yeah. and some of the mannerisms. Like, I was watching him as Bilbo, and I was like, frig, that's Gordy as a hobbit.
That's fine. That's a good get.
I'm going to reread The Hobbit and imagine that it's Gordy.
I'd go on a like a Hobbit deal. If Gandalf showed up and was like, here's a bunch of dwarves, you want to go do some dragon shit, I would say, yes, Gandalf.
Let me cancel my meetings.
Point number one, stop fucking up my shit. Point two, sure, let's go.
I mean, dwarves, you can stay and like do the dishes and stuff.
Me and Gandalf, we're going to have a buddy cop adventure.
If you're going to trash all the stuff, you're going to clean it up too. But let's do it. I'm down.
All right, Gordy, who do you think Tyler would be?
Yeah, help me out.
For like a lookalike?
A lookalike or someone who could pull off Tyler's mannerisms pretty well.
Even if you had to like mocap me and I could be CGI.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of stuff I've seen recently, which is not that much.
Yeah, I don't know about any lookalikes, but I could think Patton Oswalt could do a pretty good job of your criming. Your like particular brand
Patton
of humor.
Patton Oswalt has like such a particular type that he always plays, though, which I think is not Tyler.
Mm.
But he's like, he's funny. He's talented. I'm sure he could pull it off. But is there, I don't know. I can't think of a really great example.
If we told Ray Romano that it was a serious role.
Would he do it?
Would he accidentally hit on Tyler?
Maybe.
Are you saying that he is inherently suited to crime?
I think him trying to be serious might make him inherently suited to crime.
Charlie Day? Is that anything?
He's good at crime, right?
Charlie Day kind of work in the motion capture.
It would probably be more Mac, wouldn't it?
Mac? For what?
Just in general.
Mac is more vacant, though.
You think?
He can act,
more
though.
Vacant than me?
Yeah. You're not vacant. You're, like, off the wall, which is where Charlie kind of fits.
Charlie.
Because he's not unintelligent. He's just insane. Intelligent.
Meryl Streep can play anything.
I'll take her.
So she could certainly fill in for any of us if necessary.
Yeah.
And she's the understudy for all three
Martin
of us.
Freeman's understudy, Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Did you say you had one for you?
The only celebrity that I've had someone compare me to has been Felicia Day.
She could do it.
Like some of my mannerisms and facial expressions kind of do the same thing.
If we could go break into the Large Hadron Collider, put Felicia Day in one tube, put Emma Thompson in the other tube, sort of fire them around and smash them together, I think the result would be pretty close.
I would almost just say Emma Thompson over
just straight
just
out.
Straight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the assembled crew.
Yeah. Said talented. I'm sure she could pull it off. So two
yeah,
Brits.
I'll take Emma Thompson, sure.
Two Brits and one.
What even is Charlie?
What is he? American. Yeah, so there you go.
All right, what's the title of our biopic?
Spend your $12 on something else. The movie.
Straight to DVD, the movie.
Straight to DVD and 101 other ideas.
It's called Beans and Cherries. : not a sex movie.
Beans and cherries. Wait, it gets good near the end. Beans and cherries, give it like 30 minutes before you walk out at least.
Ray Romano presents Clean Bean Eileen, the What the Folklore biopic.
Can we just call it Tale of Tales?
Yes, that's a good one.
Just call it Scoochie.
Scoochie.
The tale of the tale of tales.
All right, well, hopefully we answered your burning questions, Heather S.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after.